Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest losses despite a big reversal in the final hour of the trading session overnight. The Dow slipped 42 points or 0.1%, reversing an earlier decline of as much as 430 points. The broader S&P 500 eased 0.2%, with utilities and real estate leading 8 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Energy, with a 2.1% gain, sat atop the primary sector leaderboard for a third straight session, with ExxonMobil Corp rallying just over 4%. Information technology and healthcare sectors also advanced, up around 0.4% apiece. The Nasdaq settled a quarter of 1% lower, while the small capitalization Russell 2000 index also was weaker. In US corporate earnings, Constellation Brands, Conagra Brands, Levi Strauss, McCormick & Company, and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings are among companies slated to release quarterly results tonight. In US economic data, it was all about employment figures, with the latest ADP employment report recording that private payrolls increased by 208,000 in September, above economists' expectations for a 200,000 rise and versus the 185,000 increase recorded in August. The ADP report is a precursor to Friday night's key non-farm payrolls report. The retail sector, down 3.2%, dragged European bourses modestly lower, with the Pan-European Stoxx 600 index down just over 1% and snapping a three-session winning streak. The oil and gas sector bucked the trend with a 0.8% rise. Germany's DAX lost 1.2%, France's CAC was down 0.9%. London's FTSE 100 fell 0.5%, Tesco down 4.1% after the UK's largest retailer said it expected current year profits to be at the lower end of guidance as significant uncertainties persisted during the cost of living crisis. Pound sterling was weaker, down approximately 1.6%, following a speech by British Prime Minister Liz Truss, who doubled down on her tax-cutting agenda and insisted the proposals were both morally and economically right. Prime Minister Truss said her priorities for the economy were growth, 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 which she would deliver by cutting taxes, keeping an iron grip on the nation's finances, and driving economic reforms. Base metals were mostly firmer, although copper was down about 1.5%. Gold futures fell $9.70 or 0.6% to $1,720.80 an ounce. Silver fell 2.6% after a couple of very strong sessions. Oil prices rallied after the Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies, a group known as OPEC Plus, agreed to reduce output by 2 million barrels per day starting in November. The latest weekly US crude inventory data that recorded a second straight weekly decline also provided support for crude markets. WTI rose $1.24 or 1.4% to $87.76 a barrel. Brent gained $1.57 or 1.7% to $93.37 a barrel. Both benchmark contracts logged their highest settlement since the 14th of October. In reaction to the latest move by OPEC Plus, US President Joe Biden said he is disappointed by the short-sighted decision to cut production while the global economy is dealing with the continued negative impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 14.1 basis points to 3.76%, while the 2-year note yield climbed 5 basis points to 4.15%. Those moves came after the ADP employment report. Also driving yields higher were comments from Atlanta Federal Reserve President Rafael Bostic, who delivered a speech overnight in which he said the central bank still has a lot of work to do before it can declare victory on inflation. Mr. Bostic said, "We must remain vigilant because this inflation battle is likely still in early days if the projections of my Fed colleagues are correct," adding that it likely will take some time to get inflation back to the Fed's 2% target as we are still decidedly in the inflationary woods, not out of them. The Australian dollar is buying around 64.9 US cents. Yesterday, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand raised interest rates for a fifth consecutive month, lifting its official cash rate by 50 basis points to 3.5%. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand's forward guidance maintained the language that it remains appropriate to continue to tighten policy at pace. Balance of trade figures for August and the AI Group Construction Index for September headline today's Australian Economic Calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.